Samuel L. Jackson movie, Goats in a Tree. 7 June 2009. Sister Simulator reporting. Hollywood, California. Locations are being scouted for a new Samuel L. Jackson actioneer, a sequel to the fast-paced documentary Snakes on a Plane, tentatively titled Goats in a Tree. National Geographic has put down a cool $500,000 in a startup cost for what promises to be a fantastic unnews article. A script has solidified, and this intrepid reporter has secreted a copy for the purpose of spoiling the premiere in retaliation for being blacklisted from the Oscars by Jackson's management company. Shame on them. Carson Coordinate Talent. Cartesian Coordinate Talent. The backstory is sketched for the audience in the opening minutes of the film. After the smashing success of Yasser Arafat's programs of high... I'm not going to do this.
No, keep going.
I'm finishing later.
I'll finish it. The backstory. Yeah. You want to finish it or you want me to do it?
I want to hear it before you put it up. The backstory is sketched for the audience in the opening minutes of the film. After the smashing success of Yasser Arafat's program of hijacking airliners and threatening to kill hostages for demands impossible to meet, the less sophisticated but determined Islamic fundamentalists of West Africa began to agitate for their own purposes. Throughout the 1960s, Moroccan terrorists have attempted unsuccessfully to hijack trees from the Morocco to France. Problem? There are goats in the trees. Why are there goats in the trees? Fade to black. A beaten and bloody terrorist, Hussein Mohammed Allah Paramecium, is being escorted aboard an Air Force transport by FBI agents Neville Flynn, Samuel L. Jackson, and John Sanders, Mark Hutton, whose roles have been resurrected from Snakes on a Plane. During an impromptu hurricane, the three passengers are swept off course and end up over Casablanca, flying at rooftop level and crash into a mosque a few kilometers outside the city after 77 seconds of seat of Europeans' explosive action. The trio are stranded in an old Berber goat sheds settlement, where the local products are known to climb trees, seemingly scanning the horizon. This makes for a quaint tourist attraction for the occasional shutterbug. However, after months of being stranded, forced to endure a harsh lifestyle with the locals, Jackson's character finally snaps, saying, quote, "I'm tired of these motherfucking goats in these motherfucking trees." End quote. I didn't say that, folks. As for the remaining 34 minutes of the film, watching it is a masochistic exercise at best. Better for you, dear reader, to insert a mop into your left nostril and sing an aria for the Queen. This has been Sister Zimulatrix for our news. No whining, you little bastards.